Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 5th of September. The Washington Post is reporting that US President Biden will block Japan's Nippon Steel from acquiring US Steel, citing national security. The decision, if taken, is almost certain to be challenged on the grounds that there's no obvious national security issue. What is an issue, of course, is economic nationalism. While there is a tendency to focus on trade tariffs and sanctions, economic nationalism about capital flows can be just as serious a consideration. It also works both ways. While nationalism in trade tends to be mercantile, my export's good, your export's bad, on capital flows there can be hostility to inflows, how dare foreigners buy our assets, and outflows. Why are you not investing at home? Yesterday's US factory orders data bounced back, as expected. This is a sharp contrast to the pessimism of the sentiment surveys, with the manufacturing ISM saying that activity has been in steady decline for 5 months. The reality is nothing like that has happened. The factory orders data has its own quality issues, of course, but sentiment-based approaches have to be considered less reliable than government-based surveys, especially in a more politically polarized world. The US ISM service sector sentiment is arguably even more vulnerable to such distortions, as measuring services is more subjective than measuring manufacturing. We'll be getting that data today. We will also get factory orders data today from Germany. This is a volatile data series, and it is more downbeat, generally speaking, than is the data from the United States. It's worth noting that the consensus is formed of just 8 forecasts, so bold declarations of the data being stronger or weaker than expected need to be treated with some considerable caution. Japanese pay data for July came in stronger than expected, albeit with some slight negative revisions in some of the details. The numbers support expectations for a Bank of Japan rate increase. However, the true economic impact really depends on whether the money is actually spent. It's worth remembering that the aging of Japan's society does reduce the importance of wage income relative to other forms of income, although, of course, older Japanese workers do continue to work. Retirement does not mean one ceases to be economically productive overnight. US final second quarter productivity and unit labor cost data is due. This is not final at all, of course. Productivity represents what economists do not understand about GDP, and as GDP in the States will be revised, probably higher, in the coming years, the chances are that productivity figures will be revised as well. It's also worth noting that some of the efficiencies associated with new technology will not be captured in the data, because GDP is not great at picking up on things like efficiency gains from flexible working or side hustles. It is likely that productivity has been improved. Flexible working reduces time-wasted commuting, but more importantly can allow people to take jobs that they are good at, rather than focusing on jobs that are geographically convenient. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.